AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Hillary Clinton told the FBI she relied on the judgment of her State Department staff not to send emails containing classified information to her private email account. That's according to summaries of FBI interviews with Clinton and her aides, which were released today. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports the release is highly unusual.
The FBI hardly ever publishes interview notes and other documents like this from an investigation that concludes without the bringing of charges. In this case, it's not only doing that, it's releasing them during a heated presidential campaign in which one candidate's called the other a crook and a liar.
The summaries are from the criminal investigation into Clinton's use of a private email server in the basement of her home. In a statement, GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump countered that Clinton's answers to the FBI about her private email server defy belief. Trump himself was in Philadelphia at a roundtable with parents of victims of crimes by immigrants in the country illegally.
I think we're the only hope. We're the only ones that know what's going on with illegal immigration. Hillary Clinton has no clue.
Not at all.
And doesn't care. And so many people call us. It's like incredible.
Stocks closed higher Friday as investors hope a slowdown in hiring last month will prompt the Federal Reserve to keep interest rates low for longer.
The Dow rose 72 points to finish at 18,491. The S&P added 9 points and the Nasdaq gained 22 points. Stocks started the day with big gains after the Labor Department said employers added 151,000 jobs last month. That was less than investors expected. Now they hope the slower job growth will convince the Federal Reserve to wait before raising interest rates. Julie Walker, New York.
This is AP Radio News. The Star Trek convention is happening in New York, and it's a Trekkie lover's dream come true as some of the devices used in the popular series come to life. Here's Julie Walker on that.
Cloud Diagnostics' Robert Call, who's a Trekkie, says the tricorder used on Star Trek to diagnose patients is the inspiration for their real-life tricorder.
We're now in human trials at the hospital to bring this into the market starting in 2017.
Lockheed Martin's Robert Afzal says he grew up watching the show and is working on a laser like the Star Trek phaser.
A beam of pure energy can come out of a device and get the phaser effect on target. And that is, in fact, what we're developing.
Both devices are part of a Smithsonian Channel show about real-life inventions from Star Trek. Julie Walker, New York.
The Commerce Department says factory orders rose 1.9% in July, the biggest one-month gain since last October. I'm Carlotta Bradley.